nothing says sorry better than a nice bouquet of big red roses. I would rather have roses on my piano than tulips on my organ. Or would I? All right. Today, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of showers late this afternoon. We got wind south 20 to 40, gusting blah blah blah, 260 this afternoon. Oh my lord! High plus 3.
Whoa. That's today.
Wind chill minus 9 this morning. Mainly cloudy tonight with 30% chance of more showers early this afternoon. Clearing overnight. Low of plus 1. Not too shabby. Monday, increasing cloudiness in the morning. High plus 3.
Nice.
Cloudy periods in the nighttime with a low of minus 3. Tuesday, mix the sun and cloud with a high of plus 3. Cloud appears in the afternoon and nighttime with a low of minus 4. Mm. Wednesday, clouds, high of 0 and a low of minus 2. Thursday, mix the sun and cloud with a high of plus 5. Cloudy with 40% chance of rain and showers or flurries with a low of minus 2. Mm. In the nighttime, Friday, cloudy, 60% chance of flurries, high of minus 2 and a low of minus 16. Saturday, mix the sun and cloud, high of minus 6. Mm. Oh, so not too shabby. Looks like this week's going to be pretty nice. Kind of gets a little bit colder around the end of the week, though. Mm. So it is what it is. But enjoy the sunshine while we can. It is 11:01 a.m. 23rd, February 23rd, 2025. Minus 4 out with the wind chill, minus 12. And that has been your weather, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
Welcome back. We're the Medicine Wheel of Music.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of Get from Ipanema.
Yes.
All right. I was talking a little bit about Doechii.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new artist. The new Beyonce, if you will. Reminds Tony a lot of...
I'm getting like Macy Gray.
Okay, yeah.
You know.
They're all just talented.
Like TLC.
They're all just talented. Women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm going to play another track from that album.
Okay.
And then we're going to segue nicely into a little bit more Sebastian Gassi, and then we'll play some of the tracks that you're digging, Tone. How about that? All right.
I only want to play one.
You only want to play one?
Yeah.
Today. That's
it's a long one.
It's a long one. It's 12 minutes long.
Close.
All right. Yeah. We can do that. All right. Let's do this. We'll play a little bit of Doechii. We're going to play a little Sebastian Gassi. Of course, like I said before, if you guys want to hear a song or a track, by all means, we are staring at the phone right now.
But we've been doing nothing but like that, just staring at the phone the whole damn time.
774-6877. If you want to dedicate a song to your friends, to your foes, to your pets, to the past, to the future.
Yes.
Then give us a call and give us a song.
Mm.
And then we'll play some of we'll play the one track by Tony's looking for.
Yeah.
A nice 12, 14 to 15 minute track.
30 minute song.
And then
coming
we'll come
up.
Back with you with more hijinks and so on and so forth. All right. All right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. This is Doechii with Catfish. This is the other track that she was playing at the Grammys. So stick around. You're listening to the Medicine Wheel of Music. Took a midnight swim in my chula. Hating blocked my medulla. I showed the my pen, then I schooled her. Shot an essay, them in my chula. Doechii the Don, Doechii the Dean, Doechii Supreme, the Swampula. Freaky little, sneaky little, creepy little whack. Creeping on me, speaking on me, sleeping on me, mattress. Now I got some bands to burn and bars to bend them backwards. It's time to wake them up because they've been sleeping on a track list. Body so attractive, y'all be giving catfish. Log them off the web and every gangster's giving actress. Gangster's giving actress and all these fake activists. Leave me baffled, bewildered, relax a bit. Let me relax a bit, I think I need to cool it off. I put some pep up in my step and then I do it up. I try my cutlery and hit my jeweler up. Step up in this, I look too fly. Cop the Dior on Ventura. Took a midnight swim in my chula. Hating clogged my medulla. I showed the my pen, then I schooled her. Shot an essay, them in my chula. Doechii the Don, Doechii.
easy. Picking up piece by piece. Used to find peace in leaving. Now won't let me sleep.
Save and sound. Welcome back to the Medicine Wheel of Music. That was Sebastian Gaskin with Cherie Amour. And then you heard Ghost and then ADHD. Kick things off with a little bit of Dochi. That Catfish track.
Yeah.
So far, so good. We're going to keep it rolling with a little more Muzak. Actually, big shout out to our friend Ken. We got a requested track. Finally. It's been years, I believe.
Finally, man.
We got a little bit of Coach the Ghost. We got a little bit of Hit List about to hit in a second. Stick around. We got Tony's 12-minute track coming up.
And also just a big shout out to Ken for calling in.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. Hey,
not only like
I'm assuming there's a gun in his head right now.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the fact that because when we come in here, we do our show. Sometimes it just feels like we're just speaking into the void. You know what I mean? Like we're just speaking, like we're living in a vacuum or something.
Yeah.
But it for myself, anyways, I just appreciate that people are listening.
Right on, dude.
You know what I mean? Like when we're talking about random stuff, wrestling or sports, whatever. I hope that
what have you
that Ken yourself, you're entertained by us talking about this random stuff that we like.
Yeah.
You know. So
I hope you have a terrific day, Ken. This is Coast to Ghost, the Hit List. I hope this makes the day even a little bit better. Stick around. We got more great stuff coming up. This is the Medicine Wheel of Music. Ooh,
yeah,
it's about to hit. It's about to hit. Let's go.
If I shout and I miss, I apologize. I done traumatized a lot of guys. We done made a lot of mamas cry. I know one day that I gotta die. I'm the first one to shoot when it's time to ride. Your man's there, you ain't trying to slide. They rapping the cabin by homicides. They was talking, they shipping their eye ride. I know that they scheming, look in their eyes. They know I'm a demon, they ain't surprised. All the opps keep on lying, I wonder why.
I keep it slick, I cannot go. You will get shot if you drop show. Drop folk, wipe your nose, then we swerve in the Tahoe. Competition look nervous, they not close. Shine. I keep it slick, I cannot go.
Shine.
You will get shot if you drop choke. You probably die if you drop folk. Wipe your nose, then we swerve in the Tahoe. Competition look nervous, they not close. Shine. I got plenty of hollows just for Casamato, but I don't really want the cops to follow. So I'ma get the drop from a little thot. She gon' line him, he get shot tomorrow. And I know why he big mad. Cause the guys got one up on him. Son, he a damn lie. He got shot and his man died with his gun up on him. I can't wait till I finally run up on him. How you know? He like 450, I keep hit as they all sit. Man, we don't gotta run up on him. Hey, how the hell you a ghostbuster? I'll be tweaking if he with his beam. I'm fiending, I fuck around and shoot the both of them. Look, now let's take a trip to the former side. Let me know if you running the 5-0. Grab the shits with the sticks, yeah, it's time to roll. He a goofy, I promise I'm just being honest. I got it, you spot him, then I'ma blow. It's about to get scary, just like it's Mary's. You chatting and acting like, I don't know. I'm a GD, I'm coming in 3D, so make sure you lock up your door, cause I'll be close. Shun, I'm Santa Claus and this is Christmas. So guess who next on this hit list? Shun. I know y'all never won't forget this. I'm a shark eating all the fishes. They can bark, but it ain't vicious. So please don't ever get it twisted. Marty, please take the G out your name. I thought you was woofing the floors. Your own homie put his feet on your brain. And he probably living cause it's you, of course. Out of all of these cabin rappers, did you ever think that I would ever show you remorse? And don't think you safe cause you woofing the veil. Shots fired, gooey sauce. Woo, K, y'all should've knew he lost. Son, I don't got a pretty soft. Hit his whip and I'm cruising off. Then I smoke me a spliff in the newest Porsche. Son, stop blowing my high. Is you ready to die? You know for the six I ride. And we don't just die. Look, we multiply. He giving me 6-9 vibes. I'm a felon. You know I ain't telling. I'm showing. And no, I'm gonna switch my side. I thought I told you not to drop folk. I thought I told you not to drop choke. I was searching and looking for Favio. Fuck around and got Addy and Wapo. Yeah, he still complaining. He's still trying to be famous. But bullets don't care if you hot, bro. Baby, you should take heed. That's the silly sounds of J. Wapo. We don't gotta kill him. Look, we could just rob him and drill him and show him he not broke. We move the cheese from his nacho. Psych, we knocking meat out his taco. And if you get money, then why you condoning the same shit that got Pop Smoke? And I just find it funny, it's 2020, so stop rapping the set that you not, bro. Baby, a lot of niggas really hate me. I pop a perk and go crazy. Spin the veil and look for JD. Son, but the chody just hit me while I'm in pursuit and told me JD locked for a rape charge. And I'm not trying to say that he might get convicted, but y'all know what happens in state yards. For a rape charge, I swear to my mama I hate y'all. If they find another llama, that's HR. I'm a star and a couple people want me gone, but I'ma shoot first, I'm a face card. So I guess that it's looking like 8, y'all. I'm lying, I'm doing the race, y'all. It's a science, my soul keep on crying. I'm liable to probably up it on Jake's, y'all. Dead ops, I can see the menu. Fuck a deal, I don't need a venue. It's a hit list for the lit Crips and the fake woos just to be continued.
I should have been out. I'm deadly when I pull the pin out. Keep fronting, I'm gonna strike
right now.
I
wanna teach all you MCs out there how to be
effective.
Keep
fronting.
rock. Y'all know what time it is when everybody game is everybody else's hustle and everybody shame is somebody else's blame. Whatever I became, I did it with hot rhymes and a lung full of flame. I never refrain from loading up and taking aim. Like chicks, flows are different, I never come the same. My mic will be the dame, written off the brain. I show up with my chest pumping hard like Notre Dame. I lose, then I regain, hustle is in the vein. I'm drinking protein shakes to muscle up the brain. In the black Chevy Suburban, sipping champagne with champagne. Out doing the damn thing, we moving in the fast lane with them blast things. On the way to the Bronx to do the ski mask thing. I don't know what's so funny, cause I ain't laughing. The part is for a dead body, guess who's casting? Casting.
All right, bro. I'm hearing you. I'm gonna see what I can do. See how I can rip it.
Come on.
Perfect. Follow this. Seen her spitting with the bump, bump, bump for the knucks. Your whole crew getting dump, dump, dump with the chumps. You rolling like Donald Trump, Trump, Trump with the bucks. Your bitch ass getting jump, jump, jump cause you suck. Follow me, you stick around, round, round when it's hot. You claiming that you down, 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 but you not. You try to offer me a pound, 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 you get got. I can't wait to hear the sound, sound, sound of you shot. You hearing me? It's time to show, show, show. I got plans. That's all you brought, you better go, go, go get your mans. Illegal hustle ain't no, no f***ing with grams. Stash the heat cause I can throw, throw, throw up my hands. I'm telling you, on screen, screen, screen with these flicks. Catch me on the scene, scene, scene with three chicks. I f*** like a fiend, fiend, fiend with three chicks. Cause 16, teen, teen, I'm just sick.
What's good, fellas? I feel y'all, man. Mosey's cast, can't engineer they career. Yeah, trademark. About to show y'all how to be effective. My camel colors, dog, they be beige and brown. And this shit was all love till you cowards came around. With the same old sound, that's why your payroll down. That's how the game go now, that's why you ain't gain ground. Cause you stuck on end, dog, you ain't on now. And that's how it's been, baby, cause you ain't know how. You move your pen lazy, maybe, or your beats don't pound. I move quicker than the word on the street go round. I write down every lesson that my peeps hold down. You let your heat go blow if you ain't speak profound. I write 16s down till I hit green now. Making up slang ain't no issue of me now. Trademark, mark, record, jot the real name down. You can catch it on every marquee in town. Saying trademark, ain't nobody like you now. Probably sweating this track, dog, or wipe your brow.
I should have been out. I'm deadly when I pull the pin out. Keep frontin', I'ma strike your shit out. I knock the lot the men out. Keep frontin', I'ma strike your shit out. I knock the lot the men out. I should have been out. I'm deadly when I pull the pin out. Keep frontin', I'ma strike your shit out. I knock the lot of men out. Keep frontin', I'ma strike your shit out. I knock the lot of men out. Keep frontin'.
You see, that's all it takes. It's for a man to make an effort to be effective. And if you're not effective, then you're defective.
Check this out.
Okay.
I look good.
Okay.
On the street and I got my swag on.
Okay.
Get the money, gotta get my bag on.
Okay.
Triple back, flip out the whole scene.
Okay.
All you suckers just to run that be me. So, get smacked. You looking whack. I got the big stacks. I'm pushing stacks. New outfit. You wish you had it on. Only tricks on the wrist. Gotta keep it on.
Okay.
What you got? I got it going on.
Okay.
What you got? I got it going on.
Okay.
What you got? I got it going on.
Okay.
What you got?
Okay.
I got shell toes with the foul laces.
Okay.
Sixth grade, yeah, I have the pink braces.
Okay.
Ask your mama, she know I got the swag.
Okay.
Call me dad, cause I'm always in my bag. So much drip, I'm slipping. Someone please call a plumber. Baby blue, top hat and cane, dumb and dumber.
Okay.
Whipped cream color, wear
clips, that's pimp. White Nissan, that's a cool whip.
Okay, what you got? I got it going on.
Okay,
what you got? I got it going on.
Okay,
what you got? I got it going on.
Okay,
what you got?
I got it.
Okay, I got that.
Check this out.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. Hey, I want you to be mine. Big bank rolls in my pockets, all 50s. Cut the little check, then I showed you I could triple it. Baby, it's Uber, I only want you. I don't give a fuck who can tats on my face. She don't give a fuck who's still looking too good. Get you fucked on sight. I'm trying to finish this who I started with. I'm trying to spend it all who I got it with. Hey, she my trap queen, let her hit the band though. Hey, we be counting up, watch out for them bands go. Hey, hop in my bed, man, she jump out the Lambo. Hey, run them bands up, smooth out the way. Driving you crazy, but I cannot
know my lifestyle is driving you crazy, ay, but I cannot see myself without you. We call them fans, though, cause you know we do. I go out of my way to please you. I go out of the way to see you. I ain't playing no games, I need you.
Ooh. Oops, whoops. Okay.
Got him. Welcome back to the Medicine Wheel of Music. I'm Jesse, he's Tone.
What's up?
What an action-packed block of tracks right there, let me tell you. Finish things off with Fetty Wap again. Been a minute since I heard Fetty Wap. Where is he? Where's his eye? What happened to that thing?
I had to do a quick audible on tracks. So we were listening to...
Oh, I thought I had to play that twice. Sorry.
That John Cena track.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ah, oh, shoot, man. The other track I was going to play was Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird. That track has been kind of playing, going on repeat on my phone on Spotify these past couple days.
Not that that's a bad thing. It's a great track.
No, great, great song. But another song has also been that Again song from Fetty Wap.
And vibe-wise? Vibe-wise.
Yeah.
You pick Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
Makes
exactly.
sense.
That's exactly it.
And I mean, that all started, don't blame me, don't blame John Cena. That all started with Ken.
Yep.
We played a little bit of Hit List by Coast to Ghost. First time I heard that track. Banger.
Nice little track,
man. Nice little track there. Keep Front, John Cena, featuring Bumpy Knuckles. Tone, I listened to the John Cena album, actually, this week, and it is a fun album, dude. It really, truly is. I recommend anyone to actually give it a listen. Take away the fact that John Cena is who he is, and just listen to it as a hip-hop album, and I think you'll be impressed.
I'm trying to think of, like, other wrestlers who have released hip-hop albums. Didn't Macho Man release one?
I know there was a track... I don't know about an album.
Right, yeah.
Or maybe it was an album. Macho Man album.
Other than that, like, I can't think of, like, any other wrestlers who are, like, rappers and also musicians.
Yeah, it says Be a Man album. I mean, oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's got about 10 songs on this thing.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder how he raps them. Like, I wonder if it's, like, in his promo voice.
Are you truly wondering?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, let's listen to it a little bit. I mean, we also had, like I said, Keep Front with John Cena, Joey Valence and Bray with OK.
Yeah.
That actually is a song I came across, and then I listened to the album after that. Very fun album, too. First time I ever heard of Joey Valence and Bray. They have, like, a Beastie Boys type of sound to them, which is awesome.
Really?
Yeah. So if anyone's a fan of music, go check that out, too.
A group that I never really got into.
No?
Beastie Boys, yeah. Whenever I hear their songs or whatever, it's usually a quick pass for me.
What?
Quick change of the station.
Really, yeah. Eh?
I don't know what
you don't like them.
I don't like them. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not that you just didn't really.
No. I tried to.
Yeah.
I tried to when I was, like, in my teens and everything. And, I mean, there's, like, maybe, like, Intergalactic is maybe one song that I could probably, like, if it's on and, like, I.
Come on. No Sleep Till Brooklyn?
No, I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't work with me, man. It doesn't vibe with me, man.
Sabotage?
No, especially not Sabotage, man.
Really, eh?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because...
Those are beats, though. Those are beats.
Maybe it's because, like...
They're white.
When the
I know.
When the new Star Trek came out, like the Star Trek 2009
There's a tie here to start. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
They, for some reason, added Sabotage in it, and it just, I don't know, pissed me off.
No, yeah. It's PTSD of some kind.
It probably is, man. It's just like, I now associate... the new Star Trek movie with Beastie Boys, and Beastie Boys is almost like the Beyonce, like guilty by association.
Yeah,
you know. And not to say that I don't dislike the new Star Trek movie, because actually I do enjoy it. It's just like it didn't fit the vibe of that whole movie.
No, I would imagine it doesn't, to be honest.
You know.
Yeah, so. All of a sudden you hear Beastie Boys. That would make me want to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, you should probably watch it. Yeah, I think you'll love it. You like it.
Yeah, the best part of the movie, to be honest. you know what they got? Like I said, they got about 10 tracks here by the Macho Man. I think we've heard Be a Man before because we know that that's
probably,
about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So let's play this song called Remember Me by the Macho Man and see what it's like. I mean, it could be really good. Who knows, right? Let's hear the beats. Let's hear what the production's like.
Hey. Yeah.
Let's stay on, too. We'll stay on and listen.
Yeah.
sling OGs. Randy Savage don't play. But killing in the cut. But I'm back on the scene. I'll still kick your butt, cause I'm still real mean. Coming with the heat. So don't try to stop me. Refuse to get beat. See, y'all can't top me. Still got the fury. Still got the fire. The best till I retire. Cause that's my desire. But now I flip the script. I'm rapping on the mic. But don't get it twisted. I'm always down to fight. Cause it's in the blood to pass on the legacy. Macho Man from the School of Hard Knocks. Remember me.
Remember me. I'm the same old.
Oh, the chorus.
Ain't nothing gonna change.
Not bad, eh?
Not bad. It sounds like if I asked ChatGPT, it'd be like, give me a rap song by the Macho Man.
Yeah.
And then that's exactly what it turns into.
That's exactly it, yeah.
The album cover is just him over a black background, him just holding a big chain.
That's rap. That's hip hop.
He's not as big as I thought he would be for some reason here, but
like jacked wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's ripped.
Probably
not
off.
Like thick.
Yeah.
And I thought he was thicker than that.
Roids probably wearing off, maybe.
Probably, so we decided to just start rapping.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Be a man, Hogan, by the way.
That
whole album's probably for Hogan, to be honest.
Quickly, man, before we hop into whatever.
Sure.
So the reason why I wanted to play that Freebird song, too, is not because it's a kick-ass song. Is that was actually the goal song for Team USA during the Four Nations.
Oh,
and,
really?
And I believe not just the Four Nations, but I think also at the World Juniors this past Boxing Day and all that stuff.
Okay.
So it's kind of become like their anthem, you know, Team USA.
Cool.
And
can't hate that. That's very American.
It is very American. And but this whole tournament itself, like I wasn't necessarily like big, like, you know, it's kind of like a lead up to the Olympics next year, which finally the NHL players are going to be playing in.
Mm.
It's been since 2014 since they played in a best-on-best tournament.
Wow.
Because the NHL has been kind of holding out these players and all that stuff. And so this tournament, you know, had a lot of... It's the first time that we've had best-on-best, you know, the players representing their countries and everything. And it was just a four-team tournament, right? You had Canada, USA, Finland, and Sweden. Kind of like the big powerhouses of, you know, hockey countries and all that kind of stuff. Of course, most notably excluded is Russia, just because of the whole geopolitical stuff that's going on with Ukraine and all that.
And would have it been five nations, you think?
Yeah, it would have been five nations. They probably would have added somewhere else, maybe like a European team or something like that, because they had Team Europe back in the 2016 World Cup.
Yeah.
And
just phonically, though, five, I guess, works phonically, too. But
yeah.
Four nations just sounds...
It just sounds like better. It works, yeah.
Yeah.
But the big game, man, leading up to the gold medal game this past Thursday, Team USA and Team Canada, I got to tell you, man, probably one of the best hockey games I've ever watched.
Nice.
And probably... and it is going... It has gone down. I checked out the ratings yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It has gone down like as like one of the most watched hockey games in the U.S. for this game.
From the beginning to end?
Or
was that after
end, yeah.
like the first few minutes people started watching?
No. Like this was like from beginning to end.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's reason for that, obviously, right?
And the big thing, too, about like this whole tournament, man, was like the whole political thing behind with Trump and everything.
Yeah.
And the fact that the American teams most they are the reason. Like, it's just they puffed out their chest with this whole thing, you know, and probably, you know, for good reason. You want a team to play the villain, right? There was almost kind of like they were kind of like the Miami Heat back in the day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They were the target, and they did that. They talked a lot of trash and all that stuff, especially with the Tkachuk brothers.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot riding into this game, and it wasn't necessarily just a hockey game anymore, you know. And I think this country needed it, man. I think Canada needed this type of event to happen, you know, where, because Canada was, before Trump and all that stuff, was eating itself. All the, you know, the hating Trudeau and F Trudeau flags everywhere, you know.
Mm.
And now that you have someone from a different country, you know, the country that we think is our biggest ally, you know, the leader of that country saying, hey, we're going to annex this country. It's going to become the 51st state. They just make a joke of it, right?
Yeah.
And so it kind of like, And Canada as a whole, like the population is already sensitive to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We're just like viewed as like the little brother to the US, right? And so to the fact that that the US and their athletes think that, oh yeah, this game of hockey, yeah, we're going to take it over now. It's going to be our game, you know? Like that's pretty much what the game came down to. And
like give us a reason to come together. You know what I mean?
And the country did come together, which I haven't seen in a while, man. Probably since like 2010, 2014, you know, 2010 Olympics, mm-hmm. you know. I myself, man, I'm not like the biggest patriot or whatever. Like I'm I wouldn't want to live anywhere else other than here mm-hmm. in Canada, you know. And I'm sure everyone else says that about their country, but just the fact that the freedoms we have here, right?
Yep.
And we're really blessed to live in this country. But at the same time, with this whole Trump thing and all that stuff going on with him calling us the 51st state and all that, it's kind of like, screw you, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I have an American flag in my house mm-hmm. It's because I like the States. I like going to the States. A lot of my fondest memories of when I was a kid was going to vacationing in the States. But I had to take that flag down during the game, man. I took it down, and I was like, no, man, yeah, this
not
game.
Today.
Not today, man, you know?
Yeah.
And That's great. And actually, during the game, that was the day when I was sick, man. That was the Thursday.
So you blew your nose in it.
And I didn't do that. Oh, okay. But I got to tell you, man, I was really proud, like, when they really won. When they finally won, they won in overtime with Connor McDavid being set up by Mitch Marner. It was just like I don't know how else I would compare to something. You know what I mean? Like maybe if it was like the Leafs winning, you know, an overtime game in Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals or something, maybe that'd be kind of comparable. But this one was just like sticking it to someone. You know what I mean? Sticking it to Trump because like that team, like the Team USA, they got like a phone call from the president. Kind of leading them on and everything, you know, giving them some motivation. And so it's nice to just get one over on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even if it's just this, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely. In times of turmoil a little bit, it's really good for us to actually get that W.
Mm-hmm.
Winning this tournament, defeating the U.S. with a 3-2 overtime win. Like you said, McDavid pulling it off, of course,
yep.
Captain Canada at this point.
Yep.
A passing of the baton, so to speak, from Sidney Crosby yep. to the new era of McDavid.
And this tournament, like, it's a made-up tournament, and we'll never probably see this tournament ever again because they're going to go from the Olympics in 2026, and then they're going to go from 2026 to 2028. They're going to do the World Cup. And so, like, this tournament's a one-off, pretty much. But it means a lot more.
Yeah.
Just because of this environment that we're in now, where, you know, you kind of have, like, this, you know, not an actual invading force, but just kind of, like...
But this underlying political narrative.
Yeah, like this tone behind it, right? Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. It really helped for us to... just brought a little more confidence back into the country here.
So I'm super glad that they won, and... because I mean, the Team USA beat Canada in the round robin last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and they were just not just the American players themselves, but also just Americans on social media and everything. They were just
all over it, man.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So take that type of thing to
exactly,
us, right?
Yeah. And
it's
so,
like, oh, Jesus,
but it's great for hockey though, man. It's great for the game of hockey that this event, you know, a lot of people, you know, had their eyes on it. And a lot of people are comparing it to that same game on Saturday, last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
when the U.S. beat Canada. That was during the NBA All-Star game.
Yes.
And that got panned just because the players don't care about that. You know, LeBron, you know, opted out of that thing within like a couple hours before the event.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was pretty controversial too. Why does everybody else have to do it and he can just kind of opt out?
Exactly.
He doesn't want to play it. I don't know. His family's in it too, I guess, with the Rising Stars stuff.
I kind of think that like all leagues, not just NHL or the NBA or anything, I think they should just get away with from the
All-Star
event altogether. You know what I mean? Like it's good for the cities that it's in, but as far as like a TV product, you know, you're watching at home, it's terrible, man.
Yeah.
Like especially with like the NFL games are okay. Like it's decent for people, I don't know, like maybe kids that are there or whatever, but like as a TV product, man, it sucks, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like even when the Pro Bowl was there, like, or like when the Pro Bowl was a game, like the scores were like 80 something, 80 to 70 or whatever, because players don't care.
There's no incentive to try hard when it comes to an all-star game, right? I mean, plus it puts you in a dangerous situation too, with you getting hurt and continuing the rest of the season or continuing the playoffs or what have you. I mean, it's just not enough for you to put forth maximum effort in winning this game.
And so like this tournament where it ultimately meant nothing because, I mean, probably just for bragging rights or whatever. Excellent WWE pay-per-view. But by putting your country's team on your chest and everything, you know what I mean? And these that matter to the players, you know? And it immediately showed in that first round robin game there last Saturday, where there was three fights in 9 seconds.
Man. Yeah, and all caused from, I don't know if it was planned right from the get-go, but I mean, because of the anthem being booed in the first place, that's probably what lit a fire under the ass of the Americans.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like you said, those first few fights really kind of set the tone for the game.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we couldn't pull it off, but it was actually made for terrific TV by the time the tournament ended. It was the fact that they had that one, so we had to get one over, right? And like you said, for just real quickly, just how other sports outlets and shows were talking about it that never used to talk about it before.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of NBA talk about how no one's watching NBA anymore, but you got this hockey stuff that's actually really exciting and fun to watch.
Yep.
And I don't know if they were focused on all-star NBA stuff, more or less just the NBA game itself
in general,
and how it's just kind of taken a bit of a decline, right?
Yep.
So it was really neat to see like NBA analysts, and all of a sudden they have on the ticker, they're talking about the NHL Four Nations tournament. Yeah. So
I mean, one of the guys who I watch daily, like regularly, is Rich Eisen. Mm-hmm. The Rich Eisen Show. And they had a big segment on there, like a long segment on the NHL and everything. And it was like, wow, like it's reached to this point where, because Rich Eisen is mainly an NFL guy, you know, talks a little basketball here and there, or even MLB. But for the most part, it's an NFL show pretty much. But it got to that point where it's now gone into areas where I mainly get my NFL information from this area.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the impact of this game and this tournament has bled into other areas of the entertainment area. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's wild, man. Like that, this game and the tournament has really done for the game of hockey. Because I'm seeing like TikTok videos where it's like people who are like, I don't care about hockey, but I seen this game and now I care about it. You know, I'm a fan now.
It's
or something.
Bringing eyes to the product, right? Which is terrific. I mean, because hockey is only so popular in the Canadian grounds here, but I mean, America's obviously it's very good too.
Well,
but
Northern U.S. probably.
Yeah, true.
Northeastern
truly,
U.S.
Right.
Yeah.
Super Bowl, man.
So the Eagles absolutely whooped the Chiefs.
Yeah. Let's take a moment to say our prayers for the Kansas City Chiefs. Philadelphia Eagles with a 40-22 win over the Kansas City Chiefs a couple weekends ago, winning the Super Bowl. I don't know how many times they've won that thing, but this was a repeat of a couple years ago when they faced each other and Chiefs were able to pull it off.
Yep.
This was a game that did not work in Mahomes' favor.
Complete dismantling,
least, right?
Man. Holy smokes.
Does this put, I mean, I don't want to get into it too much, but does this put like some type of end to this whole referee talk, you think? You're like, why didn't they win then if the referees?
I don't think so.
No, right? No, I mean, it can happen it happens so often anyways. It's just like, sorry, you got one game and all of a sudden we have to drop that?
Yeah.
Listen, Mahomes, I think he was... I think he threw for 40 yards or something in the first half of the game. Just couldn't really do anything pass-wise.
Were they shut out in the first half?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they didn't have 0 points, eh? Yeah.
No, not until the second half, and they got two. It says six here. I don't know if that's two kicks, I guess. I couldn't catch the very end of that thing, to be honest, because after that first half, I was like,
I'll
go in and out now, be honest. So it says six here in the third, and then they got 16. They started really picking it up in the fourth quarter, but obviously the game was over by that time.
Yeah, garbage points.
Eagles, the defense. Let's talk about the defense real quick. My Lord.
Smokes, man.
We knew that they were going to be a factor. I thought for sure the Barkley factor would be full go and very apparent. And it's not to say that it wasn't, mm-hmm. but the defense, I think, is what really stole the show when it came to this game.
Yep.
The Eagles, I don't know what the turnovers per se. Mahomes had two interceptions, though.
And one was a pick six.
And one was a pick six, exactly.
Dijon something, whatever.
I'm not too sure what the sack total was or anything.
I think it was six, man. I think they had six sacks.
My lord.
Mahomes couldn't get anything going, man.
It's weird, man, where you watch it and you're just like, you know the defense is going to do something in the play. And it's just like, it was automatic, it seemed. And really good to watch because you don't see a whole lot of that on Mahomes in the first place. And Eagles, man. Defense is top dog right now.
I like, of course, this is a Super Bowl where it's like kind of, I don't know who to root for. Like, I don't want to, like, the Chiefs fan base and their all the stuff surrounding them, like the Taylor Swift and all that stuff. Like, you want to see them lose. But at the same time, me being a Cowboys fan, like, rooting for the Eagles would just be completely blasphemous. You know what I mean? And the whole fan base itself for the Eagles is just completely, I can't stand them. You know what I mean? But the only reason why I was...
Coach.
And the only reason why I was actually kind of, sort of, rooting for the Eagles, sort of, was just a buddy of ours, Cody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, good for him type of thing.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Like, I remember we were at bowling, because we bowl with him every Tuesday. And he was talking about, like, yeah, you know, we were talking about Super Bowls, and it was like, yeah, you know, the Super Bowl they were in the last time, because they won it in against the Patriots back in 2017 or 18 or something like that. And then they were at another one, and I was like, oh, yeah, that Super Bowl. Yeah, I forgot about that one. It's Bowls. Like, I'm just like, man, that must be nice. You know what I mean? Like, to have a team that just goes to Super Bowls and you forget about the other one that they lost or the one that they won or something. Right? It's just like, my goodness, man. Cowboys can't even get to the NFC Championship.
One day, dude.
Yeah, it'll be nice, man.
One day. It'll be nice. You just got to find that one guy.
Dak. Dak is
Dak. Oh, yeah, right. They have Dak. Yeah, what am I saying?
But, no, and also, like, the Super Bowl, a lot of stuff comes from that game, man. Like, a lot of memes, internet memes and all that stuff. And the big one was the halftime show.
Yes.
And almost kind of seems like the halftime show was bigger than the game, it seemed, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. With all the memes that came from that thing with Kendrick Lamar, most notably with the whole Drake diss and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because the thing with Kendrick Lamar, for whatever reason, every time that Kendrick releases something, there's always like an explained video behind it, because people always have to have like these like symbolism.
Too much, you know exactly. what I mean? There's too much in-depth like analysis on it, right?
Just like, can it just
what
not
he's
be...
really trying to say here,
exactly.
or what he's just like, all right, dude. There's no just like in your face up front like lyrics.
It all has to be subtle and hidden messages and subliminal and all that stuff.
I would be lying, actually, to be honest, if I said that I didn't go and listen to his album actually after that, because
I did actually. Yeah,
because the beats were really good, and I was listening, and I was like, "Oh, this is the new album," because it sounded like a lot of stuff I've never heard before, and I was assuming it was on this GNX album, and sure enough, it was. I think there was like four songs on that whole playlist, other than the ones that we know about, we've heard before that. Or from that album. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to check it out. And, you know, it's actually a really good album, to be honest.
I listened to that GNX album, too, just because of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And the album I can kind of compare it to is his Damn album.
Yes.
Because that one has a lot of bangers from that one. And this one kind of has that same type of feel to it.
Yeah.
It is. It's not as I don't want to use this term to kind of... like, I'm trying to make Kendrick seem bad or anything, but like his Pimp Butterfly and then that Mr. Stripper one or whatever it's called.
Mr. Morale.
Yeah. Those ones kind of seem like high and mighty, high and high horse, you know, messages and all that.
Yeah, trying to do
stuff.
Like a concept album or something about it.
Yeah, artsy fartsy type of stuff. You know what I mean?
But this one's like in your mouth. And then the next song, just banging in the mouth again.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit more about Kendrick.
Yeah.
The next time around. And unfortunately, we don't got a whole lot of time left.
Quickly, sorry, man. You're talking about the Yankees early on?
Oh, yeah.
With the facial hair and all
that. With the facial hair. Damn near 50 years. I guess they took the ban off. Why?
Yeah, since 1970, I think.
Why?
Well, the owner of the Yankees, he's like the managing general partner or whatever, but ultimately he's the owner. Hal Steinbrenner, the son of George Steinbrenner. He's a lot different than his father. His father was really like confrontational. I'll fire you if you don't do it my way and all that kind of stuff. Hal is a lot more calculated, is what people would call him, you know. And one of the things that he talked about in the whole press conference is that they don't want to lose anyone of a player because of this policy, the whole facial hair thing, you know.
Fair enough.
And
makes sense.
And it's been a thing. It's been a thing for a long time, going back to when Johnny Damon signed with the Yankees, where he was known as this, you know, caveman look, long hair, big beard when he won the World Series with the Red Sox, you know, selling his soul, going to the Yankees, having to shave all of that, you know, his clean shaven and everything. And so it's kind of dating back to then. And it's been a story ever since then, even before that as well, with even with Don Mattingly in the 80s. And but no, they finally got they didn't get rid of it completely. It's kind of like an amendment to the policy, they said, where you can have facial hair, but it's got to be like kept clean and all that stuff.
Okay, just clean shaven.
Yeah, so I'm glad that it's finally, because I kind of thought it was like kind of time to get rid of it now, you know. Because the Yankees aren't the Yankees that they used to be. That luster isn't there anymore, you know. Because now the Yankees is the Dodgers, you know, the LA Dodgers. Because it's not just the team itself that sells it; it's the market, man.
Yep.
Being in Los Angeles, you know.
True that.
Look at all those Japanese superstars that are going there, you know. But yeah, so that's I'm glad it's kind of gone away. Players can now kind of, you know, express themselves a little bit more.
It's a new era.
So yeah,
it's a new era. And that's a good lead off. It's a good start anyways. Hey, yep. They're finally allowing black people on that team too.
Yeah, finally,
good,
man.
Good for them.
Finally, yeah.
I want to thank everyone for joining us today. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of ZZ, Kodak, Travis Scott, Offset. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next couple weeks.
Peace.
Peace. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. In the sheets. I'm an ass and titty lover. Big ass. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free. Yeah, yeah. And we out in these streets. Right. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me? Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. Blow the brains out the coupe. Pulley on the top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Ice. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been a pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? Chanel. I be dripping to death, I need a casket. Drippin'. And we got more strikes than the rough, we foul tech em. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help em. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. Hey. I'm more like a Gaddafi, I'm not no Gandhi. Hey. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Hey. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. We from the north, straight out of the dungeon. From the north, I go in the mouth, she costing me nothing. 300 the watch is out of your budget. Mean mugging got me clutching. Yeah, and this stick right out of Russia. Ice water touch.